Now, Jeff Jenkins, a low-life goon from the barren wastelands of western Oklahoma, was going nowhere fast in 1979, the year he would unknowingly create history's most notorious font. After gambling and boozing his way deep into debt, Jenkins decided to rob a bank along the outskirts of Tulsa. He was immediately arrested by authorities and had signed a confession once he was officially booked for his crimes. Sergeant Rick Eckhart, the arresting officer, was immediately struck by Jenkins' unique handwriting. Now, on the eve of Jenkins' arraignment, Eckhart paid inmate Bobby Miller to begin a full-scale prison riot and murder Jenkins during all the commotion. Meanwhile, Eckhart made a photocopy of the confession and destroyed all the evidence of its existence. In the aftermath of the violent riot, Eckhart took a leave of absence from the force, never to return again. He passed off Jenkins' handwriting as his own and sold it to a new software company called 101 Wacky Fonts to the tune of $1,500. The company called it BrushScript, and within several years, the font was integrated into every desktop computer in America. Rick Eckhart now resides in Guerrero, Mexico. Now, Jeff Jenkins, a low-life goon from the barren wastelands of western Oklahoma, was going nowhere fast in 1979, the year he would unknowingly create history's most notorious font. After gambling and boozing his way deep into debt, Jenkins decided to rob a bank along the outskirts of Tulsa. He was arrested immediately by authorities and had signed a confession once he was officially booked for his crimes. Sergeant Rick Eckhart, the arresting officer, was immediately struck by Jenkins' unique handwriting. On the eve of Jenkins' arraignment, Eckhart paid inmate Bobby Miller to begin a full-scale prison riot and murder Jenkins during all the commotion. Meanwhile, Eckhart made a photocopy of the confession and destroyed all evidence of its existence. In the aftermath of the violent riot, Eckhart took a leave of absence from the force, never to return again. He passed off Jenkins' handwriting as his own and sold it to a new software company called 101 Wacky Fonts to the tune of $1,500. The company dubbed it BrushScript, and within several years, the font was integrated into every desktop computer in America. Rick Eckhart now resides in Guerrero, Mexico. Jeff Jenkins, a low-life goon from the barren wastelands of western Oklahoma, was going nowhere fast in 1979, the year he would unknowingly create history's most notorious font. After gambling and partying his way deep into debt, Jenkins decided to rob a bank along the outskirts of Tulsa. He was arrested immediately by authorities and had signed a confession once he was officially booked for his crimes. Sergeant Rick Eckhart, the arresting officer, was immediately struck by Jenkins' unique handwriting. On the eve of Jenkins' arraignment, Eckhart paid inmate Bobby Miller to begin a full-scale prison riot and murder Jenkins during all the commotion. Meanwhile, Eckhart made a photocopy of the confession and destroyed all evidence of its existence. In the aftermath of the violent riot, Eckhart took a leave of absence from the force, never to return again. He passed off Jenkins' handwriting as his own and sold it to a new software company called 101 Wacky Fonts for $1,500. The company dubbed it BrushScript, and within several years, the font was integrated into every desktop computer in America. Rick Eckhart now resides in Guerrero, Mexico. Jeff Jenkins, a low-life goon from the barren wastelands of western Oklahoma, was going nowhere fast in 1979, the year he would unknowingly create history's most notorious font. After gambling and partying his way deep into debt, Jenkins decided to rob a bank along the outskirts of Tulsa. He was arrested immediately by authorities and had signed a confession once he was officially booked for his crimes. Sergeant Rick Eckhart, the arresting officer, was immediately struck by Jenkins' unique handwriting. On the eve of Jenkins' arraignment, Eckhart paid inmate Bobby Miller to begin a full-scale prison riot and murder Jenkins during all the commotion. Meanwhile, Eckhart made a photocopy of the confession and destroyed all evidence of its existence. In the aftermath of the violent riot, Eckhart took a leave of absence from the force, never to return again. He passed off Jenkins' handwriting as his own and sold it to a new software company called 101 Wacky Fonts for $1,500. The company dubbed it BrushScript, and within several years, the font was integrated into every desktop computer in America. Rick Eckhart now resides in Guerrero, Mexico. Jeff Jenkins, a low-life goon from the barren wastelands of western Oklahoma, was going nowhere fast in 1979, the year he would unknowingly create history's most notorious font. After gambling and partying his way deep into debt, Jenkins decided to rob a bank along the outskirts of Tulsa. He was arrested immediately by authorities and had signed a confession once he was officially booked for his crimes. Sergeant Rick Eckhart, the arresting officer, was immediately struck by Jenkins' unique handwriting. On the eve of Jenkins' arraignment, Eckhart paid inmate Bobby Miller to begin a full-scale prison riot and murder Jenkins during all of the commotion. Meanwhile, Eckhart made a photocopy of the confession and destroyed all evidence of its existence. In the aftermath of the violent riot, Eckhart took a leave of absence from the force, never to return again. He passed off Jenkins' handwriting as his own and sold it to a new software company called 101 Wacky Fonts for $1,500. The company dubbed it BrushScript, and within several years, the font was integrated into every desktop computer in America. Rick Eckhart now resides in Guerrero, Mexico. Jeff Jenkins, a low-life goon from the barren wastelands of western Oklahoma, was going nowhere fast in 1979, the year he would unknowingly create history's most notorious font. After gambling and boozing his way deep into debt, Jenkins decided to rob a bank along the outskirts of Tulsa. He was arrested immediately by authorities and had signed a confession once he was officially booked for his crimes. Sergeant Rick Eckhart, the arresting officer, was immediately struck by Jenkins' unique handwriting. On the eve of Jenkins' arraignment, Eckhart paid inmate Bobby Miller to begin a full-scale prison riot and murder Jenkins during all the commotion. Meanwhile, Eckhart made a photocopy of the confession and destroyed all evidence of its existence. In the aftermath of the violent riot, Eckhart took a leave of absence from the force, never to return again. He passed off Jenkins' handwriting as his own and sold it to a new software company called 101 Wacky Fonts for $1,500. The company dubbed it BrushScript, and within several years, the font was integrated into every desktop computer in America. Rick Eckhart now resides in Guerrero, Mexico.